Warning. You have just wandered into the Unpopular Playground Arena, a unique space specifically designed for young adults and those soon becoming where curiosity meets unconventional learning and dialogue with brutal honesty. If you're a bold and daring rebel who wants more options on your life journey than you have now, keep listening. Welcome, Jen Lin.
Hello, welcome back to the Unpopular Playground. This is Jen Lin. Welcome to season three. Congratulations for finding season three. This is going to be a three-part series introduction going over some of our past, what's going on now, and what's to come. And Happy New Year, everybody, by the way. It is New Year's Day. So, without further ado, I will continue. In this episode, like I said, specifically, we're going to go over some of our past. This episode specifically is going to focus on the past and where we have been, how we got started. So that way, all of this will make sense with the new direction that we're heading. Initially, we wanted to start in September to be in conjunction with the school year, and that too will be explained, but not right now. In this episode specifically, we're going to go over the podcast history, just a brief overview of a little bit of everything, but mostly focusing on our podcast history. So the general overview is the history, current focus, the obstacles we've had with the podcast, what's up, the problems that we've come across, the vision, our intentions, the episode content, the dysfunction of so many things that are around us that basically inspired the podcast to begin with, community and connections, and the solutions. Giving you some solutions. That's what it's all about. And then who this podcast is for and who it's not for. So that way we're not wasting your time and we're not wasting our time by having people listen that if you're not our people, it just doesn't make sense, right? So it's got to be a good fit for everybody. And our history. So we're coming off of a hiatus from our season two, which we ended in 2022. That was our last episode. And we concluded that season with 36 episodes. In our first season, we started in 2020 and that ended in 2021-ish. And that concluded with 15 episodes. And in conjunction with our first episode here, I was working on the Q3 show with two other friends. It was during the pandemic and I had a great time and we thought it would be a great thing. We came up with Q3 because we were three people who were quarantined. And that was an interesting experience because it was every week and we went live. And that was an experience. So I'm very happy that we're not doing it live right now because it's just, number one, equipment and time and a lot of obstacles. Right now, it just is miraculous to be able to get to where we've got to be able to put out this episode right now and to get going and continue on from here. But I'm very happy we got here. Better late than never. And so, yeah, the Q3 show, and it was mostly focused on entrepreneurship, ideas, and alternatives to work so that basically you love your life. There's so many situations, life situations, to where we just feel like we're going through the motions and not really enjoying your life. It just does seem like a lot is going against you and you're existing and not living. And there's a way to make that happen wherever you're at. It just depends on what you want. And if your motivation is strong enough to be able to raise up to the next level, it's not easy, but if you don't like where you're at, you can certainly change your position. And how do we do that? We change your focus, change your mindset. And that's what this whole podcast is for. But, and this moves us into our, it's a good segue into our current focus, pivoting from doing only academics. We were kind of helping parents, teachers, and then went to focusing on just didn't really have any focus to begin with. And it's kind of almost like cooking, throwing spaghetti on the wall and seeing what sticks. And the hardest part of that for me was being able, not limiting myself into a particular niche. I'm a very creative person. I've done a lot. I was a teacher. I was in the military. I'm a mother. I'm a lifelong learner. I love art. I just love so many things. And it was really hard to focus in on one particular thing, but also without limiting myself, and where I feel like it can do all of my creative expression within this podcast and feel like I have a lot of where I can deliver a lot of my experience to you all. And who are you? Who is for this podcast? Well, we've gone from our pivot, going from high school, from parents and teachers, and just kind of a plethora of many different things. We are focusing on high school, pre-adult, which is high school, through young adult. And that would be approximately 29. We want to help high schoolers all the way up to 30. We want to be able to help you rock your life. And it's a little bit too, I think that's a good age range. And I'm just going to keep going with this podcast. I can't tell you how many times I've started and began again. We're just going to have to roll with it, just like I did when I was going live. So pardon any faux pas that I may be making, but doing the best I can to be able to get this out to you. I just have my little notes that I'm going off of because I want to speak from the heart. I'm not reading off of a script. I've tried it so many different ways, and it seems like note cards are the best way to do it. Later on, I might go to video when I have proper equipment, but for now, everything is just going to be audio and many other things to come. So yeah, and then even of that, we're going to separate the two cohorts of groups of high schoolers, like let's say 14, all the way up to 20, because you're still rather young. Really, 14 to 20, and then going from 21 to 29, because there's different concerns, different worries, different things that you're dealing with, and a lot of them do cross over, but the things that people 25, 26 are not going to have the same problems as 14 and 15 year olds. So we're going to make that divide with pre-adult and young adult, and for the purposes of content and just to be able to help it, you know, divide it up a little bit better so that when you're going through the library of content that we're going to build up, you will be able to easily find it. Now, does that mean that you can't make use of anything that's out of your range? That, you know, if you're closer to 30, does that mean that you can't go and get information from the other group? Of course not. It's open to everybody. Even if you're not 14 to 29, even if you're a little bit older or maybe a little bit younger, looking to explore and learn a little bit more, that is fine. But this is just who we are. This is our target group. So it's not exclusive, but kind of in a way it is. but and you might not be interested unless you might be looking to fill gaps that you've learning gaps that you don't have and skills. And the obstacles, our past obstacles, that is another section that has been a challenge for us to be able to. I mentioned that we did not start in September like we wanted to. We had personal challenges with our team this year, had some change-ups. A lot of things have gone on. And then we've also had some platform changes. When we first started the podcast, it was with the Anchor platform. Spotify bought it out, and they took away all of the editing and recording features on it. So now we can just, the only thing we can do is upload it. They partnered with another company, which we were going to try, and then they even changed their platform in the middle of trying to establish all of this right around September too. So lucky us. And trying to be able to find another platform that's somewhat reasonable and easy to use, more importantly, the combination of all of these things just weren't meshing together, and it made it very difficult to stay on our timeline that we had planned, unfortunately. And why did we start this? Well, originally, as I said before, we wanted to help parents and teachers to be able to help their kids with what was missing, and also experiences that I've had, that my team have had troubles with, society issues, basically starting at, we realize that they start at home, strong families, strong society. And the problems that start at home and school often ripple into adulthood. And there's a lot of dysfunction and gaps in skill and knowledge, and doesn't seem to be a lot of accountability. And the systems, the education system and the medical complex, the pharmaceutical complex, big food corporations, all of these systems that are working together just seem to be one giant toxic web of confusion. And it's just too big to fix. And there's no way to be able to, for any one person to fix all of it. The only way to really fix it would be to destroy it all and build it up all over again. All of the problems in society, starting with the education system. And there's so much. Why? Because there's so much misinformation and archaic information that just doesn't work anymore. And the chaos in society and the increase of death, the cluster of death and imprisonment, all of the chaos that you see out there in the world is proof that it's not working. My life is proof that it did not work. And even when I was growing up, I thought it was screwed up. It's even worse now, because I felt like when I was younger, I had to figure it all out myself. There was no internet. There was no Google. There was nothing, no AI, nothing to do that. I had to do all the research myself. If I wanted to get into something, nothing was handed to me. And I wish when I was in high school, when I was a young adult, especially a young mother, I wish I would have had somebody to reach out their hand and say, and just kind of curate all of the information for me to be able to help me to be able to navigate my life and to be able to say, hey, all of that over there is BS. Yeah, this is the way you want to go. That is my purpose for this podcast, to be able to help you young people to find solutions and build real community, not the fake community of the social media where all you're doing is comparing as if it's one big clicky competition. No, it's to be able to network, to be able to help build each other up and be excited about it. So that is part of my why. My vision is to build an empire of confident, independent thinkers who know what they want and know how to pursue and achieve your goals, and that you can, with this critical thinking skills and being independent free thinkers, that you can take information from both sides and decide, make a decision based off of real facts and knowing how to get facts, how to fact check logically, how to be able to detect logical fallacies, which would be the BS, right? And to be able to refuse the things and the people that are not towards developing what you want in your life, and the things and the people that are not giving you an ROI, a return on investment. I don't want you to get to a stage in your life and realize that, wow, all of that stuff that I was told in school and even by well-meaning parents and teachers, it didn't get me anywhere. And I feel like I was, in a way, lied to. Because all of that stuff, almost all of it, was BS. And it did not work. And I would like to share in this podcast the many things that I've learned from all of my knowledge stacking, from reading books, attending seminars, and through general life experience. This is what the whole purpose of this podcast is for, and this is what I would like to, these are the results that I would like to get out of it, your success. So if that's something that you're interested in, I definitely hope that you continue listening. This is definitely something that you, this will be your podcast. Hello. So how do I plan to achieve this? Well, in this podcast, I plan to extend, as I said before, a real community of engagement with one another and to assist you to be seen and taken seriously. I'm sure when you're 15, 14, 15, 16, and let me tell you, even at my age, sometimes you are not taken seriously. I want to help give you those tools to be taken seriously. And the things that I don't know, I plan to help curate the things that I believe that would be helpful to you so that you don't have to go look yourself and then risk misinformation, because there's so much information that's contradicting one or another. In case you haven't figured it out now, everything on the internet isn't true. Okay? And being able to be taken seriously by society and getting that skills and knowledge that we will provide, these will give you options in life. And that's probably one of the best things that you could ever have in your toolbox are options. Because chances are, if you're listening to me still 21 minutes in, chances are your options are few. Or you've finally realized that. So, as I said before, the intentions, our episode intentions in every episode, I myself and my team members lead by example. We want to share the thought process, not just telling you what to do. We want to share the how-to process of how to get from the first step to the 10th step and leading you there, giving you a pathway of how you can get from one point to another instead of just saying, this is what you should do. This is what you should think about. I think you've had enough of telling people telling you what to do. How far has that gotten you, right? And also to let you know that it's okay to fail. And I'm sure you've done that a lot. But the difference is, it's not really failing, it's learning. When it might look as a failure to other people, but what you're doing is you're learning a lesson not to do that again, or that didn't work, so you're going to try something else. And it's a lot easier to find that out sooner than later than to keep going and then have it fail at the end, and then you've wasted a lot of time. So embrace and welcome failure in the beginning, so-called failure, but it's really not. And in all of our episodes, we want to help you navigate the how-to, as said before, curate and develop, share solutions that you can try, to be here for you, to give you options. So unlike many others, we're not here just for a lot of people in society only seem to notice you for college prep, military, or promotion, or just for graduations, or how to avoid prison. Let's just be honest. What other times has people focused on young people other than for those purposes? Anytime you see a commercial or an advertisement, it's either for college prep, military, graduations, or prison aversion, right? Think about it. Y'all know I'm true. You know what I'm saying is true. And then we come to the end, to dysfunction. There's a lot of dysfunction in our society, as I mentioned before, with the education system, the foods, big food corporations, the whole medical complex with pharmacy, the big pharmacy companies, and you got mainstream social media, that dysfunction, and family dysfunction. And our whole thing is to be able to break this cycle. Let's just break this cycle of dysfunction of all of these things. Because in one way or another, all of these major systems are destroying society. But with your knowledge stacking, with your being able to get a grip on your health and proper nutrition, and being able to stay on top of your health so you don't need medications at all, any unnecessary ones because of the crappy diet and the fast foods and all of the things that they push on you, and you know, you're not going to be at home forever. So if you happen to be in a dysfunctional family, sadly, if you're in an abusive family, know that there's help out there for you. There are options, and you are not going to be there forever. Time passes. It's a season, and we want to give you those options to be able to not continue that pattern of dysfunction, that you can break that cycle. Community connection, failures. We want to be able to help you build community, have real community. Eventually, we'd love to be able to have centers, actual building centers. That's a little far out there, but wouldn't that be cool? There's not a lot of hangouts. High school jobs are almost a thing of the past, and there's not a lot of social places for you to share. So, I mean, they used to have malls and bookstores. Now coffee shops are almost a thing of the past. Starbucks, a lot of them are being rebuilt into those grab-and-goes. And yeah, they still have theme parks, but a lot of them are seasonal, and a lot of them are super pricey. So unless your family's got money, that's not really much of an option. So that's pretty much our history. The next thing we're going to be going over in our next episode is current events, on some things that we got going on now, things that we are implementing in the present. So that will be our focus on the next episode. We hope that you join us and stay curious. And we will see you in the next episode. This is Jen Lynn. Thank you for listening.
Jen Lynn has now left the arena. You've been listening to The Unpopular Playground. Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, please make sure to subscribe for more thought-provoking conversations. We'd love your feedback, so drop a comment and let us know your thoughts. Don't forget to share this podcast with another bold and brave friend who might appreciate our adventurous journey together. And remember to return next Wednesday for our next episode, if you dare. And as always, stay curious. There's so much more to explore.